Paul, do you have an update on Matthew Pearl?
Yeah, he'll skate at some point this week.
And what's the early part of this week like for you as you get today all the way leading into Thursday?
It's just a more detailed version of your standard prep time. You get a little more time to do it, so you don't have to cover everything in one day. You go into a little bit more detail, but at the end you still have to distill the information down into a processable format for your players, and away you go.
You've had some opportunity to look at film and to put together a scouting report. What do you guys have to do well to have success against Anaheim?
So both teams train for 7 months, develop an identity, style of play, and that's the key for anybody. You're going to put that style of play and that identity to the test, so be as true to yourself as you possibly can, be what you're good at. I mean, recognizing what other teams are good at and making adjustments, all part of the National Hockey League game that you do all year. There won't be any major adjustments between games. There's always lots of minor adjustments that happen during the games. But, you know, you are who you are now, and there won't be a whole lot of changes from that.
Just to clarify, what are the chances Matthew Pearl would play in game one?
Substantial. But I have to get past the skates. So it's see how he gets through the skates, see how he feels. If he feels good, he's in. If not, we'll hold him another day.
How rough and tumble a series do you expect?
I think both teams hit it fairly close to the same rate. I would think it would look like any playoff series by teams that have players that can be physical.
And how long? You haven't played them since January. So how long does it take, or do you expect it would take, to develop some real bad blood or rivalry, whatever you want to call it?
It'll just after the anthems, I think. But I always, that's true of any series. That's where rivalries, it's not as much geographical. It's who you play in the playoffs become your rivals. And so we have an opportunity to create some new ones. But that's just, both teams are going to want this really bad. They're going to play very hard. Everything's going to get finished. It will be an intense series.
Coach, I can't remember, but I know you'll help me. When was the last time you had three actual full practices before a game?
Wouldn't have since the start of the year. So they won't look like they would have either. Right? What we're going to do now is a real scaled-down version of an in-season, but it would have been the first week of the season.
And then given your experience in the playoffs in the past, what do you think the most important thing is you're going to tell your team about that experience, or why, you know, how the playoffs are different this week? Have you thought much about that, what you might say to them?
Well, we have a group that is not long on playoff experience. They're going to get all the experience they need to in game one. I mean, they're going to learn it. It's a completely different animal in terms of the level and the intensity, and it's not easily explained. You got to go through it to see it. It's just, at the same time, just a whole lot more fun than those guys who have played. They'll bring that nervousness, they'll get into that first game, and then realize how much more fun playoff hockey is, and it doesn't resemble anything else. The emotions of it, the excitement of it, the pace of this thing is going to be an eye-opener for them.
Paul, could you talk a bit about the role the young players have played and are going to play in this playoff series, guys like Trouba and Scheifele and Lowry and Schrott?
It's all based on the roles they have. That means they're of critical importance to any success that we would have. I mean, we stopped looking at them as kids early in the year. You know, there were times on the bench where I may have thought, I've got to put Adam out there. I need to get him into this kind of situation for his development. And then, I don't know, sometimes after Christmas, I felt I had to get him on the ice so we had a chance to win. So they passed that through that gate of finding their way around the league. He's been really strong. Mark and Jake have some time in the league, but I look at all those guys who are just putter of our team now. I don't worry about them at all.
As a second part to that question, you know, how important has the work of your leadership of Ladd and Wheeler and Stewart and guys like that in helping bring those guys along?
Those guys and everybody else, right? Those three guys set a tone from training camp on to the work level. You go, you go by your best players. Where we're fortunate here is our best players don't play a style of game that other players can't. So it's not a guy who's going to score 60 and you can't play like that guy, but they all work no differently than third and fourth line guys. So everybody can play that game. Those are our leaders. They set the tone all year. So those kids come in, and that's what they know now. This is the way a captain's supposed to work. This is the way, you know, Stewart and Wheeler are leading scorers. They work just like me. And when you come out and watch practice, Shifley and Truba and the other young players, or the Froleeks of the world, who's just an exceptional pro, for them, that's what they think the NHL looks like. That's the way guys are supposed to work in the National Hockey League, and they won't know any different. And then they will become that, and they will train the people underneath them.
Paul, it seems that anybody who takes the time to look past the fact that they were the top team in the West in points, and you guys were the second wild card, looks at the stats, gets to know the teams a little bit better. The idea of there being an underdog in this series seems to go away, and there's a lot of people picking you guys to win it. Are you fine with the fact that you're going in there without the element of, oh, we're just, you know, the underdog guys?
We're a huge decided underdog in this series. They finished first, best team in the Western Conference. We didn't. So, but we have some confidence in our game.
So you like the angle of coming in as the underdog?
Even if you finish first, you'd want to come in as the underdog, wouldn't you?
They say you have to have good goaltending to go deep in the playoffs. I mean, Pavlik has just been great. What can you say about having him and then also Hutchison, who you've showed a lot of trust in and he's performed, having that duo?
You have to have really good goaltending to get into the playoffs, and we have critical piece in the underdog role. Your goaltender's probably going to have to be as good or better than theirs. That being said, I got lots of confidence in Hutch. I mean, for a big bulk of the year, he was getting the big games. I've used two goaltenders in the past based on the way Andre's played for us. I've also run guys real hard. So we got good goaltending. We're in good shape.
You haven't seen the Ducks since January 11th. What's the biggest difference with your team now compared to when you last saw them?
The Ducks or anybody else, this is as close to this team's first practice together. You know, Matty Perreault's out, but we're only one shy of their first practice together as a group. We've had a number of changes to our team. Aside from that, I think we got our schedule laid out that we got pressured into some real strong competition in the last 6 weeks of this season, which has been good for us. So the biggest difference is we've passed a couple of tests that maybe we hadn't at the start of the year. We've handled our adversity and we've handled the pressure that we were under in the last 6 weeks to get here.
You don't go deep in the playoffs without making it through adversity. What does having Andrew Ladd and his two cups do for your team when you do hit those snags?
Well, all those guys, you know, we've got Froh and Buff, and Charlie's got enough cups for everybody. So I think this is, he's seen the playoffs a lot. There's going to come a point in time where your leaders have to settle the group. Might be in the first 10 minutes of the first game, but those guys that have been through it before that know that you don't go 16-0 in the playoffs, that you have your adversity, that time will come for them. They'll either do it quietly by their play, or it'll be something said in the room, and they will have all ears because they've been there.
Paul, what's the biggest advantage to being battle-tested in how you were able or to get into the playoffs as you get ready for the first round?
We would be more accustomed to the style of game that's played based on the teams that we've played in the last handful. A lot of physical or very quick teams. The things that we talked about in the last 2 weeks, especially based on our opponents in Chicago, New York, Minnesota, in some ways, by the way, their D jumps is similar to the style of game that we're going to face against Anaheim and the paces there. All that being said, the puck drops and it's different. You know, I mean, you could everything in behind you is gone now, and the series will be played at a different level, a higher level than any of the games that were played. So the coaches come in, and it's a good battle. We say, yeah, it was close to a playoff game. It's closer to a playoff game than some of the other regular season's game, but it's not a playoff game.
You've always said you coach the guys that you have, but what did it mean to bring in that extra depth and have those options and having guys pushing to get into the lineup as you get ready for a playoff series?
We're just finding that out now, because when we brought all those players, go back to Jay Harrison coming in with the first kind of guy that came in, they came in on injuries. You know, Jay came in when we got beat up by it on our back end. Matty Perot went out and Vander Kane got hurt. So then the D and the forward, Stafford come in, Stempniak comes in, Tlusti comes in, all off the injuries that we had. So we're now just getting, you know, we've had a handful of games, short number of games with most of the guys, but even those guys were coming back off injury. We're still getting a feel for our depth, but we would not have made the playoffs had we not brought those players in at that time. We survived it for a bit, right? But we survived the all those D going down as we had kind of three come in, Harrison, Sherratt, and Bufflin. And when we lost Evander, you know, we had Drew come in and pick up, and then Tyler comes in, and we've had, you know, the injuries to Bufflin, the suspensions. We would not have made the playoffs unless those players had come in.